Hello and welcome to our Bible study, our time of studying God's Word. We're going to be in the Old Testament today in the book of Ecclesiastes, a very well-known passage, Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 15. It is a passage that was made into a song in the 1960s. A lot of people have heard this song sung, and I'm sure they do not know it is from the Bible, but it's an impressive passage. It teaches us about life and about the facts of life and the ordinary things that happen in life. I'd like to read it with you and discuss these matters with you today. Ecclesiastes 3, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 15. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And I believe that's what this passage is about, don't you? It's about everything being done in a season. There's a purpose under heaven for it. God created the world and everything in the world, and there are things that happen in this world, and God knew they would happen, and they are for a reason. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time of embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time of love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, which is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, and nothing can be taken from it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. I think we can see in these words of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, that there is a plan. This is God's plan. There is a season for all things. And there is a balance in life. And there's a time for good things to happen, and there's a time for bad things to happen. Many things are not in our control. And the things that are in our control, even them are inescapable. No matter if you're rich or if you're poor, this is for all men. All men live under these very matters that the Bible addresses. There is a season, there is a purpose for all things. And so as we understand that, there is a season for all things, there is a purpose for them under heaven. Under heaven is now. We are living under heaven now. And so this is our circumstances for now. Verse 2, for now, there is a time to be born and there is a time to die. For now, that is what we face. And what this passage does, it begins with the most basic elements under heaven: being born and dying. Being born is not in our control. This is something God has designed. There's no getting out of it. If you live in this world, you're going to live in this world by being born. But also death. Death is certain. Being born is certain. There is a certainty here. You're going to die. That is certain. And if you live in this world, you're going to be born. That is certain. You're going to die, and that is certain. These are appointed by God. We love birth, but we do not like death, do we? But this passage gives us some insight on that. Look at Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 20. All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Yes, this is the way it is. This is God's parameters here in this world. There's going to be birth, there's going to be death, and it happens to everyone. Everybody that lives under the sun, this is what you're going to experience. In Ecclesiastes 9, the Bible says in verse number 3, there is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. It is appointed unto man once to die, Hebrews 9 and 27. Ecclesiastes 9 and 5 says, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. You and I are going to be forgotten. When we die, it might be 100 years or 150 years. But unless you are very, very famous, you're going to be forgotten. And even many famous people have been forgotten. Life and death, birth and death, they're a part of this life. There's a season for being born. There's a season for dying. I don't have that under my control. God put me on this world when he saw fit to put me on this world. And we may say, I wish I'd lived back in the days of the Western cattle drives, and I wish I was born a cowboy. Well, you weren't, and God didn't allow you to be born at that time. God put you on this earth now, except your circumstances now. Ecclesiastes 12 and 7 says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12 is about getting old and dying. And once you die, your body is going to turn back to the dust. There's a season for everything. We need to orientate our heads with the Word of God. It is very ordinary to be born. It is very ordinary to die. Everybody does it. That's why it's ordinary. People are going to be born today by the thousands, and people are going to die today by the thousands. But it only happens to you and I one time. We're born once, and we die once. There is a time to be born, and there's a time to die. There's a season for everything, and in your life begins, and your life here on this earth will end. But let's move on. In Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 2, it says, there is a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Every farmer knows this. You plant and then you harvest. We need this food for survival. A cow has a calf. The calf grows up, and we prepare him for our tables. Crop planted, crop harvested. That's the way things operate in this world. And so there's a time for that. There's a season for that. Now, this may be the background of some of the things that Jesus, I'm sure it was some of the things that Jesus taught later on, such as the parable of the sower and the parable of the tares. And I want to read with you Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. There's a time to plant. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together the first the tares, and bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now they ask him to explain that parable, and he did in verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitudes away and went to the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. There's a time to plant and there's a time to pluck up that which is planted. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So there is a season for sowing and planting, and there is a time to pluck up that which is planted, even the souls of men, even at the end of the world. Well, the passage of Ecclesiastes 3 goes on to say, there's a time to kill and a time to heal. God has made this a part of our world, a time to heal, and there's a time to kill. Many nations have been destroyed in the Bible. In 1 Samuel 15, God charged King Saul to go utterly destroy the Amalekites, every man, woman, and child. He wanted them killed. There's a time for that. That's what happens in this world. But there's a time to heal. In World War II, Berlin was bombed with all kinds of bombs. There was a time to kill people in Berlin. But when the war was over, the Allied forces flew tons and tons of food into Berlin. It was a time to save Berlin. There was a time to destroy Berlin. And then there was a time to save Berlin. And so that's the way it happens in this world. There is a time to kill and there's a time to heal. Verse 3 says, a time to break down and a time to build up. There's a time to break down. God sent the armies of Babylon to Jerusalem to destroy it. And they did. They broke that city down. Nebuchadnezzar sent a special task force into Jerusalem in 2 Kings 24 to tear it down. Tear it down. Burn the gates. Destroy the palaces. But then when Cyrus came to power, 70 years later, it was a time to build the city of Jerusalem. God wanted that city to be built, and so Zerubbabel, Ezra, Nehemiah, they built the temple, they restored the worship, and they restored the city. There's a time to break down, and there's a time to build up. Even God works by that great principle. But then the Bible says there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. I looked that word up, dance. It means to skip around, to be happy, and to skip playfully around. There's a time for sadness. There's a time to weep. There's a time to mourn. But there's a time to laugh and a time to skip and be happy. Romans 12 and verse 15 says, we're to weep with them that weep, and we're to rejoice with them that rejoice. When Jesus came to the city where Lazarus lived and he had died, and they buried him, and Mary and Martha, his sisters, were weeping and crying, it was a time to weep. And Jesus, in John 11 and 35, it says Jesus wept. You know, you've attended many funerals. I'm sure you have. And we'll be sad for the person that's died. We're grieving because they've left us. But sometimes at a funeral, we'll have people who'll tell a funny story about the person who's passed away. There's a time to weep, but there's a time to laugh as well and to be happy. And so there's a place for everything. Verse 5 says, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. And so there's a time to build a rock building, gather stones together, build a city, gather the stones together, build a building, build the temple. The temple that Solomon built was made out of stone. But there was a time to scatter those stones, and of course Nebuchadnezzar and his army destroyed them. There's a time for that. There's a season for that. That's what God is saying. That's what we need to understand. Then the Bible says in verse 5, there's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. It's okay for a husband and wife to embrace, but there's a time when it's not a good idea for a husband and wife to embrace. In worship, we're worshiping God. It's not a time for embracing then. You can embrace later on. You're there to worship God. There's a time for that. And so we need to understand that. You can't just do anything you want anytime you want to do it. There's a season for that. Then verse 6 says a time to get and a time to loose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. There's a time for everything. Verse 7, a time to rend, that means tear, and a time to sow, to repair the torn place. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Oh, how we need to learn the trick on that. A time to speak and a time to be silent. The Bible has much to say about our words and our speech. In James chapter 1, it says that we're to be slow to speak. We're to be swift to hear and slow to speak. There's a time that we're not to speak at all. There's a time that we should speak. But then there's a time to remain silent. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 says this in verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Then verse 4 says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. And then it says in verse 6 of Ecclesiastes 5, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice, destroy the work of thine hands. Yes, there's a time to speak, and there's a time to be silent. And we need to remember that. It's important to learn this. But our passage goes on to say in verse number 8 of Ecclesiastes 3, a time to love and a time to hate. Yes, there's a time to love. I love peace and I hate war. There's a time for that. And so we must understand there's a time to do both. There's a time to love and there's a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Some things just cannot be avoided. We don't want war, but sometimes the other side wants it. And we have to defend the peace and the goodness. And so that's what God's word says. Then verse 9 says, what profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? What is the profit? What is the benefit? What is the advantage? What is the purpose of building railroads and dams and lakes and cities and businesses? What is the profit in all of that? Well, the writer says, I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. I've seen the travail. Men work. There is pain in that work. There is anguish. We have seen it. People built the Transcontinental Railroad across the United States of America. They had to go bore through mountains to make tunnels. They had to cross the prairies. There was suffering. There was travail. What good is that? There is pain. There is anguish. What good is all of that? Well, verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart. Man wanted to make a transcontinental railroad because it's in his heart to accomplish that. He could travel from coast to coast on one rail line so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God's made it that way. And we need to understand that. This helps us to understand the season and time for everything. Men rejoiced. Verse 12, I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, that's what God has done. He's made this world. He's made a season and a time for it. We're to labor. There's suffering in our labor. There's difficulty in our striving. But that's the way God made this. Verse 13, and also every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Men have been made to work. God wants us to work. And the Christians are to We're to work without ceasing. We're to continue to work and labor. You know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God has made work for us to do. And what we need to do is do what verse 14 says. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. Men should fear before him. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. That's the way everybody has entered this world is through birth. Everybody ends this world through death. God made it that way. This is the way the world is. There's going to be good times. There's going to be bad times. Let's understand this valuable lesson. We need this passage. It builds our faith in God. We know that God has made everything in its time and a season for everything. And it's good. We need to love God and love him with all of our heart. Thank you for tuning in today. We're glad to have this time together. It's the study from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Everything has a time for it. That's the way God made it. Let's appreciate that, love God, and continue to serve Him. We hope to see you next time.